This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
From an undisclosed broadcasting location.
This is a test. For the next 60 seconds, this station will conduct a test of the emergency broadcast system.
America. Here comes the relief from the pain. Unapologetically. This is Lock and Load with Bill Frady.
Hour number two. This is Lock and Load, and we're going to talk with writer David Kodria. Good afternoon, sir.
Bill, always good to be on the program.
Likewise. So, I've long held that just because somebody is a Republican does not mean that he's not an idiot. And you recently recognized that yourself with your latest article at AmmoLand. Tell me about, what is this? Biden's new gun actions could not have happened without Republicans. Tell me about this.
Well, what they're talking about, Joe Biden just came out with, over the weekend, 13 new actions to reduce gun violence by maximizing the benefits of the Bipartisan Safer Communities Act. Mm. And this whole Bipartisan Safer Communities Act would not have happened had Republicans not cooperated to remove the majority that was needed to have this thing pass in the Senate. This is at the time before Republicans controlled the House, by the way, so it was a done deal in the House of Representatives. But there were 10 Republican senators who cut a deal last June to an agreement in principle on gun control legislation, which was the number needed to break a GOP filibuster on the package. Okay? And so we're talking the usual suspects. We're talking John Cornyn of Texas, Tom Tillis, Roy Blunt, Richard Burr, Bill Cassidy, Susan Collins, Lindsey Graham, Rob Portman of Ohio, my outgoing guy, Mitt Romney, no surprise there, Pat Toomey. He's no longer in the Senate, of course. Several of them have left, and several others aren't running for re-election. This last time out. So they're hoping that this is all going to be forgotten by the time they're running for re-election, and that people are going to go ahead and continue to vote for them as lesser of two evils, and forget about the fact that they're out there cutting our throats whenever they get a chance. What are you going to do, Bill? This is something that's been going on for as long as I've been involved in the game. I remember back in the 90s, it was then head of the Republican National Committee, Lee Atwater.
Right.
And the quote I'd heard from him is when it comes to guns and all that, who else are we going to vote for but Republicans? And the implication on that is they can basically do whatever the heck they want, and we won't have the ability to, or the incentive to vote for anyone else but them, because the Democrats will do so much worse to us. And what we've run into from that is by not punishing them and not getting rid of these guys in the primaries, or even letting a Democrat win the seat, for the short-term loss, we have condemned ourselves to the long-term loss where the Democrats either win and or we get a Republican Vichycon, which is a term. I forget who coined it. I've started using it, though. I saw it a couple of years ago, and I think that it's really appropriate when you consider who the Vichy were in World War II, and you see these. I think it fits better than Rhino. And, so we continue to let these guys betray us, and then we continue to vote them into office and give them power under the lesser of two evils theory, rather than taking the loss, the short-term loss, and teaching the Republicans that you're not going to get the power unless you do what we say, unless you listen to us and stop betraying us.
The Vichy cons. I'm gonna have to start using that. And you know when you say what Atwater said, which I know some people that work with Atwater. I know he was pretty good in a lot of ways, but that was sort of a tell for him, because that sort of sounds like the way the left regards the Black American community. That they're going to vote for us. You have no, you know, who else are you going to vote for, right? That kind of thing. That's the way they regard us.
Oh, yeah, who's the new guy? I need to get over to my War on Guns blog and take a look at it, because there was just a black guy that Donald Trump endorsed, who I guess is now going to be the GOP governor's nomination.
Cameron.
Cameron. And the Democrats, you know, it was like Joe Biden saying, you know, if you don't vote for me, you ain't Black. And they were saying hateful things about him, like he's skin folk, he's not kin folk. And one of them, prominent talking head, talked about a step and fetch it. She called him a step and fetch it Negro. And I'm going, you know, Uncle Tom, step and fetch it, Negro, the end. This was a CNN pundit. Let me see if I can figure out what her name was. And this is absolute, you know, if anyone else said it, it would be considered hate speech. And they would never, you know, be able to show their face in the media again. It was Sophia A. Nelson. In her Twitter bio states, a frequent CNN political and legal pundit. Okay, they continually turn to this woman, and she gets away with saying stuff like that, and everybody's nodding their head, and nobody's saying, you know, that's one of the most racist things I've ever heard.
Yeah, so that's the way they regard us. Okay, that's fine. That's fine. I've known does that surprise you?
No, it really doesn't. But then what we get into is we get into the racism of low expectations. You know, I just did a post today. Let me see if I can find that one. It was in Kansas City, and the police are deciding that, you know what, arrests and things like that aren't working anymore. And group says arrests and prosecutions are not the answer. Instead, the groups will work with the public to offer help paying rent, finding jobs, and other basic needs. And my comment on that was, yes, further absolve them of the responsibilities of citizenship as bribes to not conduct themselves like psychopaths. Hmm. You know, they think that this is what's going to make the homicide numbers plummet. And the fact that you have low expectations for people as a group. You know, am I the only one that strikes as racist? And yet the Democrats, you know, continue to be the party, supposedly of minorities. And we hear, Bill, that, well, things are turning around. You see X number of Hispanics and X number of Blacks are starting to, you know, go for Republicans. But still, yes, that's true. And you need to keep that momentum going. However, if you look at the overall numbers, they are still overwhelmingly knee-jerk Democrat. They are still overwhelmingly, you know, so a Sheila Jackson Lee is going to get 95% of the vote in her district. It doesn't matter what anybody says.
Yeah.
Same with, you know, Ocasio-Cortez and Maxine Waters and you name it. And anyway, though, back to the article that we're talking on about how Biden now has these 13 new gun actions that he's going to take.
Before we get to that, we're about to head into the first break. We'll talk about that when we get that back. This article, of course, is at amoland.com. It's published on the 18th of May. This is the latest one by David. It's like all articles that David puts out. It's a very good read. It's a deep dive into the facts. And David is very analytical with the stuff that he talks about. So, talking to David Kodra. We'll be right back. This is Lock and Load.
Mm-hmm.
Spikes Tactical, we are all shooters with a very simple mission. Make the best product we can perfect at the best possible price for our consumers. We strive to produce the best components and rifles available, with quality control second to none, because real-world events don't allow for a second chance. Whether you are an operator, competitor, or home defender, Spikes Tactical will serve you well. Go to SpikesTactical.com. Spikes Tactical, 100% American-made to the highest standard.
Holster.com, the home of DeSantis quality built American made products for 45 plus years. Supporting police and government contracts from first responders to responsible citizens. Holster.com is your source for quality American made leather and kydex holsters for the armed American. For concealed carry or open carry, Holster.com has what you need.
We didn't invent concealment.
We perfected it. Go to Holster.com now and buy a DeSantis holster today.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
We all have heard about the benefits of fish oils, but what about the presence of heavy metals, PCBs, dioxins, furans, and other contaminants found in fatty tissues of fish? GCNteam.com recognizes this risk and offers IFOS certified tested omega-3 fatty acids. EPA, DHA insist on IFOS omega-3 fatty acid certification. Get the best at GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203.
Extendivite is more than just a heart tonic. Most basic diseases are caused by yeast in the gut and metals in the liver, and we all have a bit of both. The garlic in Extendivite has a yeast-killing effect in the gut while also helping the sulfur enzyme in the liver get rid of the metals. Extendivite just may improve your overall health. Products like Extendivite are the only way we are going to get our society healthy. And if you're waiting for the government and pharmaceutical care to solve your health problems, you're going to have a long, disappointing wait, I think. Extendivite is a complete formula for extended life in the new millennium. 80 can be the new 60. Extendivite is available in capsule or liquid form for just $69.95 for a two-month supply. To get started, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
All right, welcome back. This is Lock and Load, and I'm talking to David Kodry, and we're talking about this article he wrote about President Biden, the pretend president. He claims he has He's got 13 new actions based upon the benefits of the Bipartisan Safe Communities Act, which I can't wait to hear what these are, because when I saw that act, I was like, well, that's not really much of nothing, is it?
They call them new actions, but it's the same old, same old. And to illustrate this article, I like to go to Facebook and places like that where I can get graphics that are copyrighted, particularly if they come from government officials and the White House and things like that. And he's got a tweet there that he puts up there, says, it's time to finish the job and ban assault weapons and high-capacity magazines, because who in God's name needs a 100-round magazine on a gun? That's a weapon of war. And of course, well, then what do you need them for? If they're weapons of war, and of course, you know, you want to ban guns that take significantly less than 100 rounds. We are guaranteed weapons of war by the Second Amendment. That's what the whole thing is about. The militia is not supposed to go to the green to fight a professional army with pitchforks and you know, shovels and things like that. They'd get slaughtered, and the founders weren't insane enough and suicidal enough to think that that was what was necessary for the security of a free state, is under armed, you know, militia. And besides that, he says that the job will be finished after that. No, these people want everything. And that's why the Republicans ceding ground on anything is so dangerous. It's a drum that cannot be beaten hard enough, because if you don't make them fight for every inch and bleed for every inch, if you just give it up to them, then they have the resources, now that you've let them land on the beach, to prosecute further into the interior, which you know is what they want to do, because as much as they want to ridicule, well, nobody wants to take your guns, of course they do. That's been stated from the start. That was stated by Nelson Peach Shields, the founder of what turned into the Brady campaign, back when it was the National Council to Ban Handguns or whatever it was called. And he gave an interview where he said that, yes, ultimately the goal is to ban handguns, but we have to get there incrementally, one step at a time. And you can go back to Thomas Dodd, who was the author of the original Gun Control Act of 1968. And we've got documentation of him saying that he wishes he could ban all guns. So that's the end goal. They want to have a monopoly of violence. They want to control it all. And when these dumb Republicans decide, well, we're just going to give them this because we have to give them this chess piece, just like, you know, two idiots in the Texas Republican, you know, went ahead and passed out of committee this bill to limit age, you know, purchase age for buying a rifle from 18 to 21. What is going on? How are these people Republicans? And then you turn around, Bill, and you see how many of them have good, like, A ratings from NRA. And then you go back to, you know, these Republicans that voted for the bipartisan bill that Biden is now exploiting. And NRA, all they had at that time, it was like when we did Fast and Furious. They didn't have any statement on it until everybody else had already weighed in on it. And as far as this bipartisan bill, when the Republican senators were busy betraying us, all NRA came out and said was, as is our policy, the NRA does not take positions on frameworks. We will make our position known when the full text of the bill is available for review. And my point is, you know what? The bill wouldn't have had to come up to be available for review, you know, if you guys had let them kill it in the crib. Okay. You know, it was a plausible deniability that you're going for here. Nobody's buying it.
Right.
And all you're doing is you're making it easier for the enemy to come at us and to establish precedent for imposing more restrictions on us. And what kind of restrictions are we talking about? We're talking about enhanced background checks, okay, that have kept some 21-year-olds from buying guns. Okay, people old enough to join the military, people old enough to get married, to form contracts, okay, to do everything that an adult is supposed to be able to do. And heck, if you take a look at the Democrat agenda, they want them to vote at 16. So you're mature enough to vote and take the, you know, responsibility for voting and the impact that has on other people's lives, but you're not old enough when you're 2 years older to own a gun. Or we want you at age 10 or 12 to be able to start going through puberty blockers, and we want you to be the one to make that decision, and we don't want to have to tell your parents after we've basically influenced you and you know, told you how cool it's going to be because you happen to be feeling a little left out right now, and this is the way to get you happy. You know, it's just like there's no consistency to these people, but they don't care about consistency because what we're talking about is just, you know, quote unquote progressives. You know, when they talk about making the school safer, guess what? Schools are still gun-free zones where a predator can do anything they want. When they talk about mental health, because to help you deal with trauma afterwards from your grief and your violence, you know, it's like that's all we need is to bring in more of these head shrinkers to start messing with kids' minds. It's like there's absolutely nothing that's on this that, number one, is new. Number two, hasn't already been tried and failed. And number three, won't sink us deeper into the swamp.
Right.
And in terms of, you know, beating the drum on background checks and all that, well, gee whiz, you know, what's the whole Biden administration doing with Hunter Biden lying on a 4473 about his controlled substance abuse? And instead, what we have from the Biden administration is we have the ATF denying that we have any right to any information on that because of Hunter's privacy rights. We have the Secret Service denying they had any involvement in that at all, including signing an affidavit to that effect. And we have a federal judge siding with all that, as well as the Department of Justice, saying that it's none of our business what Hunter Biden was up to.
Indeed.
You think that do you think that if you had substance abuse problems and you got caught on that, lying on a 4473, what is it, 10 years, $250,000, think they're just going to say, that's okay, Bill. President thinks you're okay.
I would be a license tag technician then. Making those license tags. Some way I'd be making those license tags. All right, we're coming up on the next break. This article, Biden's new actions could not have happened without Republican help. It is at the top of the page and posted May 18th, as I speak to you now, by David Kodria. And if you click on his name, you're going to find the archive of David Kodria. His bio says, a longtime gun rights advocate who defiantly challenges the folly of citizen disarmament. He has, you can find him on Facebook and on the web, and he is also at the War on Guns, Notes from the Resistance. I just like the title of that. I should have that tattooed somewhere. And he joins me from time to time when I reach out to him, if I can catch him when he's not making one of those culinary art pieces that he does do on the side, the unspoken side hustle of David Kodria. He appears, just based on what he tells me, he appears to watch the Food Network a lot and copy down a lot of recipes. We'll be right back. This is Lock and Load.
What's in a name? If that name is Ace Firearms, you've just entered a very expensive business. First, a fully appointed gun shop with all the guns, ammo, and accessories you could possibly imagine. But then you enter the manufacturing facility that is home to Red Alligator Concealment, Militia Arms Customs, and so much more. Ace Firearms is beyond a simple gun shop. This is a totally peerless operation. To find out more, go to acefirearms.com. Ace Firearms. This is only the beginning.
At Chambers Custom, we have one job. We strive to build the most obsessively reliable, accurate, and beautiful pistols for the discriminating gun owner. Fusing the ageless 1911 design with a 21st century approach to each part and component, Chambers Custom meticulously begins each pistol as a standalone project, creating a bespoke, handcrafted, peerless firearm. They integrate all of the internal, external, and intrinsic elements that make a custom 1911 unique. Go to chamberscustom.com. Chambers Custom, truly the mechanical advantage.
USA News Update. NFL legend Jim Brown is dead at the age of 87. Sportscaster Jim Gray praised the Hall of Famer.
He was a legend. He was just a bigger-than-life guy. Perhaps the greatest football player ever, still renowned as that.
He retired after 9 years playing with the Cleveland Browns in the 50s and 60s. He also was known for his roles in films and activism. The contaminated eye drops outbreak is growing. The CDC reports another death linked to the recalled eye drops, Delsym Pharma and EsriCare. The tainted eye drops are now linked to 4 deaths and 81 cases of extensive vision loss in 18 states. The FDA has urged Americans to stop using the two brands. At the closing bell, the Dow Jones Industrial Average fell by 109 points to 33,426. The S&P 500 dropped by 6 points to 4,191. The NASDAQ lost 30 points to 12,657. Dave Collins, USA News.
Advertising is simple. It starts with someone who has a need.
Mom!
And then gets more specific.
Mom, I want pizza.
Then we add urgency.
I want pizza tonight.
Before you know it, your GCN advertising message is reaching millions of listeners. Listeners who are definitely in need.
We want pizza!
You see, advertising on GCN is simple. Your message meets their need, and the result means new business for you. Tell us about your business, then let our super creative department go to work to craft just the right message to feed those who have an urgent need.
We want pizza tonight!
GCN has the most affordable national radio advertising rates, period. And millions of people listen to GCN radio programs on over 1,000 AM and FM and XM stations and streaming audio live. Get started today with GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. Just shoot us an email, advertise@gcnlive.com.
Wellness and self-care doesn't have to be complicated. So keep it simple and take good care of yourself with Sunny Bay heating pads. Our heating pads soothe pains in the neck, back, and shoulders while relaxing muscles and increasing blood circulation. Sunny Bay heating pads have always been made in the USA and hand-filled to perfection with the highest quality materials. Sunny Bay heating pads are the perfect wellness gift for loved ones or yourself. See all of our high-quality products at sunny-bay.com, including heated body pads, neck pillows, heated neck and body wraps, and our stress-reducing lavender line. They're all affordable, durable, and in stock now and ready for immediate shipping direct from sunny-bay.com. Read our trusted, authentic, and real reviews at sunny-bay.com or just search for Sunny Bay Heating Pad. To your good health and wellness from Sunny Bay.
Welcome back. This is Lock and Load, and yes, I am hoarse today for whatever reason. And the good thing is I'm not the one doing most of the talking because I'm talking to David Kodria. And we're talking about some of this latest stuff he's written. And this Spanhauer cat. Now, some stuff's come out about this FUD, but let's give everybody the background on him. This is in response to the Allen, Texas Mall shooting. This is a guy that rolls up. And I guess he thinks he's like Audie Murphy or something, although he sort of embellished what he did. But let's talk about what he was saying, if you would.
Well, before we do that, I just want to backtrack to the last segment.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir.
And clarify the record that you're not the only one a little hoarse. I'm still coughing. It's an acid reflux thing with me, and I got to watch my diet. What are you going to do? But and the other thing is I have never watched Food Network in my life.
Oh, you're saying this up.
I am a long-time cook because I found out back when I was a young man that's a heck of a way to get girls interested, okay, is to be able to cook them a good meal. And, you know, so I kind of took that lesson to heart. And I do most of the cooking around here for my family. And excuse me, because my cough is coming up that I just talked about. So hold on a second.
Okay.
Oh. Uncontrollable tickle. Anyway, yeah, this is Spanhauer cat. Yeah, he come rolling up after the shooting and taking all kinds of credit for being a hero. And he's getting all kinds of kudos from the media for being a hero because he had all these claims about how he came up and took care of survivors and performed CPR and essentially used it as a vehicle to get on to CNN and get on to other networks and stump for gun control and stump for banning AR-15s. And they're all nodding their head sympathetically at, oh, what he must have gone through. And what they didn't reveal is that this guy is a longtime Democrat apparatchik ran for chair of the Collin County Democrat Party. Anti-gun as the day is long. You can go through his Twitter feed. You could have gone through his Facebook feed, but he's been taking so much heat lately that last I checked, he closed down his Facebook account. I don't know if his Twitter account is still up. And then it turns out that the Allen police say that none of what he's claiming ever happened, that he didn't do what he said he did. And then I just saw ARF.com had a video out where they were showing the record of his record as it, because, you know, they always come up with this false authority. You know, I was a police officer and I was a military officer, right? Like, that somehow qualifies you to comment on what exactly. It turns out as a police officer, he was on the job for 3 months and then he got himself fired. It looks like he was, trying to use ammo that he wasn't authorized to use and God knows what else, because it really seems to me that, if you don't make probation and all that, you're doing something wrong to get fired from the campus police. And in terms of the military, I also found, on his Twitter page where he's saying that he never actually, served in combat or anything like that. But the networks bring him on. He's a former cop. He's a former military officer. Like, somehow or other, you know, we have a real security expert on our hands here. And what you have is you have an anti-gun Democrat lump who, as it turns out, is an anti-gun lying Democrat lump. And, you know, yet what you don't see is you don't see any of the networks that had him on coming back and correcting the record and apologizing to their viewers, because the damage has already been done. All the viewers know is that they saw this military and law enforcement expert telling them we need to ban AR-15s.
Yep.
The FUD.
He calls them an M4, though. They're not M4s.
Oh, Well, that's I'm a former police officer, a former army officer. These M4s, AR-15s, they've got to get off the streets, or this is going to keep happening. And that, of course, is one of the oldest lies that are out there. You know, back in 1988, Josh Sugarman of the Violence Policy Center wrote a paper on strategy for getting quote-unquote assault weapons banned. And this is a direct quote from his 1988 paper. The weapon's menacing looks, coupled with the public's confusion over fully automatic machine guns versus semi-automatic assault weapons, anything that looks like a machine gun is assumed to be a machine gun, can only increase the chance of public support for restrictions on these weapons. Okay? And so they're looking at it, and of course, the media has known all about this. This is 1988, this came out. The media has known all about this. It has been pointed out to them ad nauseum, okay? They can't begin to tell you how many times that correction's been made, yet they always continue to repeat the lie because they know that they're lying, and they want to do the violence policy strategy of keeping a confused public ignorant so that they will be amenable to having these guns banned.
Well, here's the thing about this. These guys, they always like to characterize this kind of thing as being on the right side of history and all this other stuff. I saw a clip where Rand Paul was trying to talk to Whoopi Goldberg on The View. And she comes out and she was referring to everything as an automatic weapon, which, to his credit, Rand Paul got up there and said, well, no, these are not automatic weapons. You can't get them. They're basically banned already. These are semi-automatic weapons. But she kept on doing it. Now, here's where I think we have an issue, because you and I, we operate in a world of logic and fact. And they're out there, they're throwing the bowling ball. Even though they're throwing it down the wrong lane, they're still knocking the pins over. You know, they're doing the quick damage, even though we refute it right after they do it, with these kind of claims and this kind of stuff. Now, the Spanhauer guy, he got sort of he's had his comeuppance, hasn't he? He's turned out to be, shall we say, an unreliable source.
Yeah, but who knows that besides us in the gun community?
Yeah,
You know, who among the MSNBC audience, they don't follow the same things we do. They have their faces in that trough and they're swallowing the hook, line, and sinker.
Sure.
Well, talk about a mixed metaphor there. But the bottom line is that we know about this stuff because we talk this kind of stuff. But you think that the View audience, anybody who wants to get their information from Whoopi Goldberg and who's that other hag?
Joy Behar.
Behar.
Yeah.
I mean, do you think anybody getting their information from them and viewing them as credible is, number one, going to be receptive to hearing contradictory information? Number two, is ever going to hear it in the first damn place? You know, that's kind of why, you know, I never get into debates on gun control, okay? Because I figure that, you know what? I'm out there telling people what it is and how it is. And if you don't want to believe me, that's fine. But I'm not going to waste my breath trying to convince you to accept reality.
And
that's not who I am going after. I'm even more niche than you are. You basically have a Second Amendment interest. Mine is even more of a restricted niche than that, which is why you're always going to be more popular than I am, because I go after a smaller. I'm not trying to convince anybody of anything. Okay, this is the way it is. If you don't want to believe it, fine. I'm going to go on because I'm going to keep talking to people who are with me on the same page. And there's no way that I'm going to try to debate publicly with anybody because it's like. I got a call several years back from a guy who identified himself as a producer on The Daily Show.
Tell you what, hold on right there.
Hold on right there. And after about 15 minutes, you know, I go, well, it sounds like you're auditioning me. And he said, yeah, well, we are, and we'd like to fly to New York and all that. And I said, no, thanks.
Hold on right there, if you will. Hold on right there, if you will. We're coming up on the break. I want to hear this. This sounds like it's going to be a good story. You can check this article. This article got published. When did it get published? May the 11th. This is Spanhauer's change. He's had a little bit of a comeuppance today, so go check this out. It is a developing story as we speak. Talking to David Kodria. We'll be right back. This is Lock and Load.
G'day, I'm Jamel that works with Dr. Joel Wallach and the GCN team with Youngevity at teamg'day.com. By becoming an associate, you provide income for you and your family on your own hours while working from home. So contact me, Jamel, by filling in the contact box at teamg'day.com and I will get back to you personally and provide all the support you need to get started and build your Youngevity business. Teamg'day.com. Teamg'day.com.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, veterinarian and naturopathic physician. The Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy with an important message. Take charge of your health. Do not continue to blindly follow the system that has failed us all. I appreciate GCN listeners because you're open-minded and intelligent. If our system is so great, why is it that the United States, the USA, ranks nearly 60th worldwide in longevity and number one in obesity? All the while we spend more money than all the other countries combined annually on unnecessary health care procedures and toxic drugs. It doesn't take much to get on track, not with the government or pharmaceutical companies, but rather you in control of your own health with a basic understanding of nutrition and supplementation. FDI Longevity has the finest quality health, sports, and energy supplements available. GCN listeners are invited to join our team of people who want to stay healthy well into old age. You're currently looking for specialists to represent FDI Longevity and save America. To buy products at wholesale prices or join our business team, go to GCNteam.com. That's GCNteam.com. Support GCN. Get healthy.
Are you a business owner? Are you confused by the complexity of the tax laws? We can help. I'm Dan Pilla, and I've been helping business owners solve tax problems for over 40 years. My book, The Small Business Tax Guide, shows proven ways to avoid all the common business tax problems. Don't risk your business. Go to danpilla.com to order your copy. That's danpilla.com. Order now and get a free 15-minute call directly with me, a $99 value. Go to danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
Hi, this is Sophie Winnick, longtime distributor and user of Longevity products. In the last few years, my family went through a crisis. Everything else in my life, including my business, had to be put on the back burner. Thankfully, life is getting back to normal now. But the one thing I never had to worry about was my business and my monthly commission. I've been a distributor for Longevity for over 17 years, since before it was Longevity. And I've got to say, the most amazing thing about this company is the people. While my family was in crisis, other distributors stepped in and helped my customers. Simply because that's what Longevity people do, even for people they don't know. For me, it has never been about getting rich. It was about a product I could stand behind, a company I could count on, and a monthly commission check that has never, not once, been late in 17 years. Longevity is truly a business for everyone, even people who have too much to do. I'm Sophie Winnick. I'm just like you. I have a real life, real ups and downs, but I know I will always have Longevity.
No matter how large or small your digging project may be, no matter how urban or rural, you must always call 811 before any digging project. 811 is our national one-call number, alerting your local utility companies to come out and mark any lines they have near your dig site. So before you do this or this, make sure you do this. For digging projects big or small, make the call to 811, brought to you by Common Ground Alliance.
Here we go. Back again with David Kodria talking about, you're about to tell me about a story about somebody who was trying to get you to come on the show. Tell me about this.
So anyway, this guy talks to me for about 15, 20 minutes, and he's asking me questions, and he seems like he's listening to what I say, and he's paying attention to what I say, and he's not disagreeing with me on anything, and he asked me, do I want to come on the show? And, they can fly me out and they can put me up and all that. And I said, no. And he said, why not? I said, well, here's what you guys do, first of all, because wasn't my first rodeo. Okay. I'll talk to, friendly media like you, but hostile media like that, because you know exactly where they're going with this. And I've had that. I learned that lesson the hard way, where another producer called me up and grilled me for 15, 20 minutes. And then when I came on, the host would ask me a question. He would know exactly how I was going to answer, and he had his team ready with one-liner zingers for everything I could have possibly said. It was a total setup.
Right.
And so there's that. There was also the fact that you're going to be in front of an audience that's going to be receptive to that. You can't win. And on top of that, who cares what an audience that wants to get their information from and they're already biased, you're not going to convert them. All you're going to do is you're going to be fodder for these people to use for entertainment. And we saw that when Sacha Baron Cohen, Borat, came in and did the gun animals and interviewed, some of the gun rights people and basically walked away from this, making them be seen in the worst possible light, to be held up for ridicule. And I've got a piece that's coming out on Firearms News, which is another venue that I write for. And, it was about how, again, the Daily Show, Jordan Klepper, I guess, has a segment. He's a comedian who thinks he's a smart guy. And he went to a gun show, and he's talking to well-meaning gun owners, but he's setting them up. And what he's trying to do is he's trying to make them look like idiots. And so the bottom line is, when it comes to talking to the media, it's almost like talking to the police. My advice is don't, and particularly don't if you're really not experienced at at handling the media, okay? Because it takes a special kind. It's not just talking off the top of your head.
Right. Well, you do have to go on with a plan. Do you know who Tom Hartman is?
I'm sorry. I just lost you on that. Say that again.
I said,
please.
Do you know who Tom Hartman is?
I have heard the name. Refresh my memory.
He is the highest rated. Read that to me. He pays Talkers Magazine for advertising. He is the highest rated leftist talk show host in the United States. So going on his show means that you're going to be, he's going to come at you. And the way I've always dealt with him is when he comes out of the blocks, you know, coming at you in this challenging posture, you know, hands up, let's go, pal. My first question is, are you mad at me? You're not mad at me because you don't know me. Are you mad at my position? Well, tell me why you're mad at my position. And I mean, and most of the time these guys, David, they don't know what they're talking about. Do they?
No, they don't.
They don't know what they're talking about. In this particular case, he was out there saying, why won't the Republicans let the CDC study gun violence? And I said, oh, you mean like the one that Obama got done in 2013? Do you remember the report that came out from the CDC in 2013 at the behest of Obama? Do you remember that? No. What did it say? I said they found 3 million defensive gun uses per year. CDC. They said that the civilians are surprisingly effective with gun self-defense.
Yeah.
And then his shift was, well, then why do guys have to carry guns? It's because they have he used the euphemism for the man's sexual equipment. And I said, well, for all these ladies carrying guns, I don't think that's going to fly. I like to take them down a path they don't want to go.
Yeah, this business of you are compensating for your sexual inadequacies. There's actually a term for that. They call it Merkley's Law, and it's kind of like that other one where, you know, in any political talk, you know, at some point they'll bring up that you're like Hitler. Well, they do the same thing with males trying to compensate. And I'll have to tell you my response to that off the air because I don't think that we could say it right now in this conversation.
Understand. Understand.
It really is, you know, like a guy like you can go on because you know what you're talking about and you know that they don't and they're just going to be repeating boilerplate. And that's something that, you know, we tried to do. Oh, geez, going on 30 years now, back when we did the old guntruths.com site, which was a pioneering site that I put together with some friends. And you can tell by the graphics, it's old, old stuff. It's not only available through the Internet Archive, but came up with what I call highlight the soundbite. And you could take every argument that the anti-gunners have, and there's a finite number of them, and you can distill the rebuttal to that down to one paragraph. And then you can further distill that further to what I call highlight the soundbite. There's one important point that devastates the argument. And so that you recognize now, what are they talking about? They're talking about assault weapons. What are they talking about? They're talking about background checks. What are they talking about? They're talking about, restraining orders. And there's a soundbite that you can go to once you recognize that's what the argument is that often will leave them with their mouths open. And then, like you say, you're right. They then go to change the subject because they can't continue along that path. So they have to change the subject and start a whole nother argument with you.
Yeah. Take it. And that, you know, that's just, that just means they don't know how to debate.
True, but you know what? But because you're in their house, you're on their forum.
Right.
Okay.
Right.
They have the audience and they have the applause signs and the laugh tracks, and they have the audience that's going to be sympathetic to their position and hostile to yours. Okay. You know, anytime, you know, one of these guys wants to come to my house and play this game. Okay. Well, first of all, you know, we'll have to see who they are because again, you know, why debate someone and give credibility to what they're arguing, which is total patent nonsense. They get enough publicity every day in the media, and you and I are limited to the forums that we're limited to, which again is, and I've repeated this before when I've been on the show, it's why you folks out there listening to this, it's important and critical for you to be more than just listeners and consumers, but to be force multipliers. Go out there and tell your friends about Lock and Load. And when Bill publishes the archive version of it, share the link to that so that other people can come in and listen to it and hear what he's got to say. Because the mainstream media is not going to be out there doing it for him. They're going to be out there spreading the same old lies. And the only place that you know, you're going to get this kind of truth is on programs like this. Okay, on websites that you trust that are pro Second Amendment websites and from pro Second Amendment writers and people like that, but they're all dependent on you to be a force multiplier to help spread the word, because the mainstream is going to continue to be out there brainwashing your countrymen and your friends and your neighbors.
Indeed. Well, thank you. I appreciate the plug. Thank you very much for that. And of course, reading is a big thing. And I mean, there's lots of places to go. You can find Dean's articles. You can find Dave's articles. I mean, Ameland has some very deep analytical minds that pull apart the various issues. I think you guys cover everything. So that I mean, some of this stuff is just nobody else is talking about it.
Sometimes I have to email one of the others and say, hey, you got anybody covering this? Because I don't want to, you know, repeat something that somebody else is grabbing for themselves. By the same token, I can cover the same subject as somebody else and come up with a whole different set of observations because that's just the weird way my mind thinks. I like to look at things that other people aren't really maybe seeing and pull it from a totally different direction to keep it fresh.
There you go. Well, before I run out of time, you can find David's stuff. Well, a lot of it goes to Ameland. A lot of it goes to Ameland. He also blogs at The War on Guns, Note from the Resistance, and he's regularly featured contributor to Firearms News. He does have a Twitter account. I don't understand any of you guys that have Twitter accounts. I just cannot bring myself to do it, but I'm sure that you're effective on it where other people... I'm not. But this is a very dangerous mind to the anti-gunner with David Kodrey. When he's out there, when he starts thinking, it's like E.F. Hutton for gun rights. People listen. Thank you for taking the time to join me.
Always a pleasure. Thank you. And we'll talk again about why social media can be important. Okay, Twitter. I'm going to get you converted.
I look forward to it. We'll be right back. This is Lock and Load.
At MGS, we have what it takes to reinvent yourself. With a curriculum designed to balance work, family, and a gun repair education, MGS provides the gateway into one of the fastest-growing segments of the gun industry. Modern Gun School's mission is to provide high-quality distance education using time-tested materials and hands-on projects designed to develop a proficiency in both the technique and the business of gunsmithing. Go to mgs.edu. MGS Trade School. Your future is waiting.
Operate. At Staccato, we know there's no such thing as a fair fight, and we bring the unfair advantage that is the 2011 platform.
Dominate.
At Staccato, we know the most important gun you own is the one that you're carrying when you're facing that threat to life and freedom.
Win.
We want you to enter that objective confident that you are carrying the best gun in the gunfight. No compromise. No sacrifice. Staccato2011.com. Stand ready to face down the darkness with 2011.
Have you heard the warning from the dead doctors don't lie guy? I'm talking about Dr. Joel Wallach. He says if you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol or high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, or other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. That's what he says. He has a free lecture revealing what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally. And it's all in his free lecture called Deadly Recipe. You want it free? Call him toll free at 855-79-YOUNG. You ready? 855-79-YOUNG. Dr. Joel Wallach, the dead doctors don't lie guy, says there's no reason why we shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there.